Hello, everyone. You are listening to 91.3 WHJE. I'm Ben Goldberg, and I am sitting next to Jeff Rickard, a professional radio and television announcer with over 30 years of experience.
That means I'm getting old, Ben.
So how are you doing today, Mr. Rickard?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking me.
Awesome. So what'd you eat for breakfast? I guess that's the first question.
What? I just came from eating a breakfast taco. Avocado, scrambled eggs, black beans in a little taco kind of setup. It was good.
Well, that sounds really good. Definitely yeah. Trumps my breakfast. I had some Fruity Pebbles on the bus over here.
I'm not opposed to Fruity Pebbles. You know, I end up eating Fruity Pebbles at like 1 o'clock in the morning when I can't sleep.
Wow.
That's not good. And I could wipe out like half a box. Boom. Like that. Scary.
Did you watch any of the NFL games this past weekend?
Every single one of them. I'll have you over. In my office, I've got four large television screens, a fifth smaller screen, and a couple of computers, and I can generally watch all of them at the same time.
Wow, that sounds fun. So how are you liking the looks of maybe Patriots, Carolina Panthers in the Super Bowl?
Let me tell you something about Carolina. We'll get to the New England. Everybody knows about the Patriots. Carolina, if you go back and look at what they did at the end of the year last year, they won their last five regular season games, then they lost a playoff game. So they won five of their last six. They won a playoff game, lost a playoff game to Seattle. They've won 9 in a row this year. They're 9-0, and they beat Seattle again. So essentially, they've won 14 of their last 15, and they beat the team that beat them. They're a really good football team, and Cam Newton is a really special player.
That sounds good. So now I guess on to the meat and potatoes of this interview. So I know you attended Colorado University, was that
it? It's part of the state school system in Colorado. At the time, it was called Mesa College. It's a four-year college. It was an NAIA school. I played football there. It's now a Division II school, NCAA Division II school, called Colorado Mesa University. It's gotten a lot bigger since I went there. There were about 4,000 students when I attended, and now I think there are about 8,000 to 9,000. It's growing all the time. I think it's between the University of Colorado in Boulder and the University of Utah in Salt Lake City. I think it's the largest university in that area.
So what were your biggest influences that made you want to study broadcast journalism?
I was always an athlete as a kid growing up, and I was a pretty good athlete, but it also dawned on me that I probably was never going to be a professional athlete. I had pretty realistic expectations. I was a really good athlete, but I wasn't a professional athlete. And I just loved sports. I loved everything about it. I used to stay up late at night listening to the radio. A guy that you may know broadcast Pacers game for a long time, might be before your time. His name was Al Albert, but he was the voice of the Denver Nuggets at that point in time. And I would listen to his broadcast every night if I wasn't going to the games with my dad. And I just caught that bug, and I loved that there was a person that had the ability to really paint a picture of what was going on in front of them so that people everywhere could understand what was going on and feel like you were a part of the game. And that was kind of magic for me, something that I wanted to emulate as I was growing up.
So I know your first job was as a television host, correct?
Yeah, I go back and forth between radio and TV all the time. I'm kind of in a radio phase. It feels like about every 4 or 5 years I kind of get tired of one and go to the other, but I've always done both. My first real job was actually in radio at a radio station, a 50,000-watt radio station in Grand Junction, which is where the school was, called KREX. And I had gotten a part-time job there helping out with the morning show. And after about a year, they let me do a lot of on-air stuff at the morning show. Well, they also had a TV station in the building. And their sports director left when I was a junior in college. And I was just a radio station rat. I was there all the time. I did my homework there. I did everything there. I just wanted to be on the radio. And they offered me the job to be the sports director. I was just 21 years old. They offered me the job to be the sports director at the TV station. And I said, yeah, let's do that. And then I did it.
Did you ever think that you would reach the point where you are today back when you were just in college?
I knew that I wanted to be at a level where I could broadcast national sporting events. That was always really what my interest was. I loved growing up in Colorado. I loved the Broncos and the Denver Nuggets. That's all we had at that point in time, the University of Colorado. Later on, I would work in Denver at the radio station there, and I got to be the studio host for pregame, halftime, postgame for both the Nuggets and the Avalanche, and I got to cover the Broncos when they were winning Super Bowls. So I got a lot of really valuable experience and contacts because you'd meet people in the playoffs, and you'd meet people in the Stanley Cup Finals, and you'd get to know them, and so you started to build this kind of network of people that you knew, and they knew what you were interested in, and we kind of went from there.
You've done a lot in your radio and television career, so what is left that you'd still like to accomplish?
I've done post games for Super Bowls. I've done NCAA Final Four studio shows. I've not done a World Series broadcast of any kind yet. I would like to do that, although I do work on MLB Network Radio. I haven't been a direct link to a World Series. I would like to do that. things of that nature. I just find that, you know, right now I work at Sirius, which is great for me because I have a lot of different channels. And I've got an arrangement with them where I can work at ESPN a lot of the times. And I get to work on several channels at Sirius. So I'll be on MLB Network Radio, for example, Friday night from 7 to 10. But from 3 to 7 during the afternoon, I will be on NFL Radio. So it's a long day for me tomorrow, but get to do two of my favorite things, NFL and MLB. Throughout the week, I work on the Fantasy Channel once a week. I do a show there with an actor named Robert Wall. Used to be a star of an HBO show called Arliss, probably before you were probably just a 3 or 4 year old at that time. But I like working at Sirius ESPN. They've both given me the ability to do a lot of different things, which I like. Because I, like I said, about every 4 or 5 years, I tend to get bored and go look for another job. I think I'm going to stay at this one for a while.
Some people describe you as one of the most versatile broadcast voices in the field.
Got to be my agent, right?
Well, how would you respond to a statement like that?
Well, I think based on what we're just talking about, I'm lucky in that I've always worked in all the sports. You know, when I was in Denver, during football season, I was the beat reporter for the Denver Broncos. And then I was also the studio host for both the Denver Nuggets and the Avalanche. I was really busy at the time. I didn't have any free time. But those things, and then in the summertime, I would be the beat reporter for the baseball team. 5 years of doing that really plugged me in on an intimate basis to real inside stuff for all of those sports. And it served me well. It allows me to now work on all those channels at Sirius. So I guess it happened that I became versatile. I'm glad that it worked out that way, but I don't know that it's anything you say, that's the way I'm going to be. Usually guys do football or they do a little bit of basketball, but I've been very lucky and I've been fortunate to find a place like Sirius where I can do all of that at the same time. So I'm lucky, very lucky.
Perfect. So I've got to ask you now, have you ever been recognized in public based on your voice or your appearance? Have you been like sitting at a restaurant talking and someone's whoa.
When you're on TV, it happens a lot, especially if you're doing like the local sports report. When I was in Billings, Montana, my first TV job outside of Grand Junction, you'll be eating at a restaurant and you'll just notice that people are like kind of pointing at you and talking or whatever. So you just smile and say hi. People will come up to you and go, they'll want to talk about sports. And that's cool. You know, it's never been a problem for me. I don't think it's, you know, outside of one or two really weird instances, nothing really major has happened. You know, there was one time I was working at Sporting News and a guy wrote me a letter and he was bipolar and I think a little bit schizophrenic, it turned out. But he had written me a letter, a couple of people at ESPN, a letter. He thought that we could read his mind. And so when we would say things that he had thought, like you and I might have the same thought, but if he heard that, he would think that we were tapping his phone or listening into his conversations, and he needed some help. They got him some help. But other than that, most stuff, I've never really had any weird stuff.
Have you ever received a letter saying that you influenced someone's introduction to radio?
Yeah, you know, I'll get a lot of people and a lot of students that'll reach out to me on Twitter, and they'll just say, hey, Mr. Rickard, I'd like to call you up and ask you some questions or talk to you about whatever. I listen to you all the time. I'd really love to do what you do. It's not so much letters these days. They'll find your email and they'll send it to you. I think that's great. There's probably, I can think of 8 or 10 young people, both men and women, young men and young women that reach out to me still. Hey, I'm thinking about doing this. What do you think about this? Or can you help me? Do you have a question? Things like that. And it's fun to watch them kind of grow and progress, you know? So I do enjoy that.
Do you have any words of advice that you told those people that you'd like to share here?
Love what you do. Love whatever your passion is, if it's sports, if it's radio, whatever it is. Man, when you can go to work every day doing something that you love to do, it's easy to go to work. You never wake up and go, oh man, I gotta go do this today. You never do that because you love what you do. Can you imagine spending your whole life doing something that you don't really like doing? That doesn't sound like, I can't imagine. Find what you love to do. And if you love TV, you love radio, you love sports, then make it your life and love it and live it. That would be the only advice I would give you. Love what you do.
Some great words of advice from Mr. Rickard over here, and thanks for coming into WHJE to talk to me.
Ben, it's good to talk to you. Thanks for asking me.
Keep on listening. This has been Ben Goldberg for WHJE.